Ezekiel, chapter 47. He brought me back to the door of the house, and, behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house was toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, on the south of the altar. Then he brought me out by the way of the gate northward, and led me round by the way outside to the outer gate, by the way of the gate that looks toward the east, and, behold, there ran out waters on the right side. When the man went forth eastward with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me, and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side, and on the other. Then said he to me, These waters issue forth toward the eastern region, and shall go down into the Arabah, and they shall go toward the sea. Into the sea shall the waters go which were made to issue forth, and the waters shall be healed. It shall happen, that every living creature which swarms, in every place where the rivers come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, for these waters are come there, and the waters of the sea shall be healed, and everything shall live wherever the river comes. It shall happen, that fishermen shall stand by it, from En-Gedi even to En-Eglaim shall be a place for the spreading of nets, their fish shall be after their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places of it, and the marshes of it, shall not be healed, they shall be given up to salt. By the river on the bank of it, on this side, and on that side, shall grow every tree for food, whose leaf shall not wear, neither shall the fruit of it fail. It shall bring forth new fruit every month, because the waters of it issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit of it shall be for food, and the leaf of it for healing. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, This shall be the border, whereby you shall divide the land for inheritance according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. You shall inherit it, one as well as another, for I swore to give it to your fathers, and this land shall fall to you for inheritance. This shall be the border of the land on the north side, from the great sea, by the way of Hethlon, to the entrance of Zedad, Hamath, Barother, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, Hazahatkin, which is by the border of Horon. The border from the sea shall be Hazarenon at the border of Damascus, and on the north northward is the border of Hamath. This is the north side, the east side, between Horon and Damascus and Gilead, and the land of Israel shall be the Jordan, from the north border to the east sea shall you measure. This is the east side. The south side southward shall be from Tamar, as far as the waters of Meribah Kadesh, to the brook of Egypt, to the great sea. This is the south side southward. The west side shall be the great sea, from the south border, as far as over against the entrance of Hamath. This is the west side. So shall you divide this land to you according to the tribes of Israel. It shall happen, that you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance to you, and to the strangers who sojourn among you, who shall father children among you. And they shall be to you as the homeborn among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. It shall happen, that in what tribe the stranger sojourns, there shall you give him his inheritance, says the Lord Yahweh.